Welcome to Tube Talk, the show dedicated to helping you become a better video creator so you can get more views, subscribers, and build your audience. Brought to you by vidIQ. Download for free at vidIQ.com.
Oh, yeah! Welcome back to another episode of Tube Talk presented by vidIQ. I am your host, Viper, the man about tech, executive producer of social media here at the IQ. And you know, with the rise of AI and generative AI, there is a lot of manipulation of content out there. I know y'all have seen those deepfakes of politicians and different things like that. Deepfakes with them, with videos of them saying things that they never said because the deepfake was AI produced and altered and so on and so forth. Well, YouTube is trying to get in front of that, and they want viewers to be aware when content has been altered on YouTube. On Monday, YouTube announced that they are now introducing a new tool in Creator Studio requiring creators to disclose to viewers when realistic content a viewer can easily mistake for a real person, place, or event is made with altered or synthetic media, including generative AI. So what does this mean? Let's go back to the last presidential election, right? So Joe Biden obviously was elected as president in 2020. But let's say that for his inauguration acceptance speech or whatever, right? You used that clip, but instead of Joe Biden, you somehow altered it to have Donald Trump in his place. If you were to do something like that and then release it on YouTube, you would have to use this tool to mark that content as being altered or made with synthetic media, because that is a real event that you took and altered and made it something different than what it was. So that is the type of content that they are trying to stop on the platform. Reading from YouTube's official blog, it says that the new label is meant to strengthen transparency reviewers and build trust between creators and their audience. Some examples of content that require disclosure include using the likeness of a realistic person, digitally altering content to replace the face of one individual with another, or synthetically generating a person's voice to narrate a video. Also, altering footage of real event or places, which I just alluded to, such as making it appear as if a real building caught fire, or altering a real cityscape to make it appear different than in reality. Or generating realistic scenes, showing a realistic depiction of fictional major events like or tornado moving towards a real town. So those are some of the examples that they provide as content that will need to be disclosed with this new tool. Now, they go on to say in the blog that, of course, we recognize that creators use generative AI in a variety of ways throughout the creation process. We won't require creators to disclose if generative AI was used for productivity, like generating scripts, content ideas, or automatic captions. We also won't require creators to disclose when synthetic media is unrealistic and or the changes are inconsequential. These cases include clearly unrealistic content such as animation or someone riding a unicorn through a fantastical world, color adjustment or lighting filters, special effects like background blur or vintage effects, beauty filters, or other visual enhancements. So basically, if you are doing things like adding a filter to your content or doing something that's just purely cosmetic for cosmetic sake, then that stuff will not be required to be disclosed. But if you are altering things, like I highlighted earlier, like if you're altering a speech that was given in real life, or you are making it look like something that happened at a real life building that didn't happen, then yes, you will need to disclose that content as being synthetic or as being altered or synthetic content. Now, where does this disclosure show up? So it will show up in one of two places, right? It will show up in an embedded description. So in the description area, it will say that the content was altered and such, or it can literally show up in the video player. So that is where viewers will see if your content has been altered or not. Now, this is gradually rolling out. So it's not, you're not going to see it immediately across all of YouTube, but they did start rolling this out earlier this week. So you may start seeing this stuff come up as you are watching videos on the platform. Now, fortunately, I was lucky enough to be in a meeting with YouTube to ask questions about this particular change. And one of the questions that was asked in the meeting was, will there be a punishment if creators don't disclose content that was clearly altered? And right now, YouTube says that there will not be a punishment. But if you upload content that YouTube feels was altered or made with synthetic media and you don't check the box, then YouTube will label that content as altered if the algorithms or AI that they use feel like the content was altered in that way. So if you don't check the box and YouTube feels like the content was altered, then they will automatically check the box on the viewer side or whatever. So the viewer will be made aware that your content was altered if YouTube feels it was, even if you don't check the box. Now, me personally, I don't really feel like this is going to mean much for the viewer experience. Obviously, YouTube wants to make sure that they are letting viewers know of content that was potentially altered and different things like that. And I know there's a lot of government regulations and things like that are involved in keeping YouTube the platform that we all know and love. So I think this is YouTube just trying to get out in front of anything that might happen, especially since this year is an election year and you don't want people out there creating content that could potentially be used to manipulate the election, this, that, and so forth. So I think this is YouTube's way of getting in front of stuff like that and just trying to make sure that when AI or generative AI and things like that are used in the making of content, YouTube wants to make sure that the viewers know what they're seeing is real or if it's not real, this, that, and so forth. But from a viewer perspective, I don't believe that this is going to change much about watching content on the platform. As a creator, it's just one more thing that we have to be mindful of. Now, again, I think this is going to apply to a very small subset of creators. I don't really feel like a lot of creators are using AI in their content as of right now. But here's the one thing, though. The other question I was asked in our meeting, somebody asked, would this apply to AI voices? And I believe YouTube said, yes, you will need to disclose with this tool if you are using an AI voice. And there are a lot of creators out there that, for whatever reason, are using AI voices in their content. So if you are using AI voice in your content, then you will have to disclose that that is happening or that that content was altered and things like that. But I think by and large, most creators aren't really implementing AI in the content directly. They might be doing things with AI like generating scripts or ideas and different things like that. But I don't know a lot of you all, especially the majority of our audience who are just starting out in their creative careers, I don't feel like a lot of you all are probably implementing AI. So it's probably not going to do much for the majority of you all listening to this podcast. But I wanted to put it out there because we need to stay on top of the changes that YouTube if make it to the platform, and you need to be aware because these are just more rules that they're putting in place to protect the platform for themselves and for us as creators who use the platform, especially those creators who are making a living off the platform. We all want YouTube to be great. We want it to continue to thrive and drive the creator economy for years to come. So this is just one of the things that YouTube has to do to make sure that that stays the current reality and trajectory. We have to protect the platform at all costs, and this is just one of the ways that YouTube feels like it has to protect the platform. If you want more information about the changes that are being made as it relates to this particular tool, I will have the link to the official YouTube blog in the show notes. So definitely go down there, give it a read, get a more thorough understanding of what's happening here so you can be prepared if you are somebody that does alter their content in a way that you will be affected to use this tool properly. Because while there might not be any punishment right now, you know how YouTube is. They can change things at the drop of a dime. So if you are going to be a violator and not disclose whether or not you're altering content, You could find yourself in hot water if you do it on a repeated basis and you're not using the tool as you are supposed to. So please be aware of that and make sure that you are following all the rules and community guidelines and things like that. And make sure that you are aware of this as well. So again, if you want more information about this particular change in the tool and how it works, definitely go down to the show notes and click that link to read the official blog post that they posted on Monday, so you can have all the understanding that you need to make the decision that you need to make as they relate to your YouTube channel. If you have any questions about this, just make sure to tweet at us at VidIQ. I will try to answer those as concisely as I can. And if I can't answer those, I will go directly to the source to get the answers that you need. Again, we are entering a new world as it relates to AI and content creation and how it's being used. And this is just something that has to be done to make sure that we can still trust what we see on YouTube moving forward. I appreciate you all listening to another episode of Tube Talk. You know your boy Viper will be back next week with another episode of Tube Talk presented by VidIQ.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tube Talk brought to you by VidIQ. Head over to vidIQ.com/tubetalk for today's show notes and previous episodes. Enjoy the rest of your video making day.